When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Come on.
Quick ask before we get started today. I am working to help people lead happier and more contented lives. My part of that is money. So if you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've enjoyed past episodes, please take a minute and leave a quick review on iTunes. Subscribe. That helps the show climb up the rankings and helps more people find it. So thanks a lot. Are you tough? One tough cookie, a tough customer, a hard ass? Or do you wilt under pressure? Do you turn tail and run? When called upon, do you show up? The reality is that there are very few times that we're under extreme pressure and we need to reach down deep and produce. Rather, it's more of a sustained and consistent pressure pushing down on us. A pressure taking the form of responsibility and obligation, expectation, bills, spouses, kids, in-laws. And worst of all, work. Longest relationship of our lives, of each one of us, each of our lives, is to work. Your career, your job. Is it crushing you? Or is it slowly choking the life out of you? Or instead, have you embraced that responsibility, that obligation, those expectations? Have you fallen in love with your partner in your life's longest relationship? Have you fallen in love with your work? I will leave that up to you to figure out and to decide. What I want to kick around with you today is the idea of hardiness and how it may better equip you to win. So before I get into this idea of hardiness, I need to give a shout out, give some recognition for the person who turned me on to this term in the first place, Dr. Ben Barron. He's a management consultant and a professor at Cleveland State. He will be on the podcast here in a couple weeks, so keep an eye out for that. The hardiness is this idea that it predicts how people will handle the challenges that life throws at them. Idea being that by learning and enhancing our ability to do that, that will lead to greater happiness, higher human flourishing, greater human flourishing, and just simply that we're going to give ourselves a huge leg up to manage through life. Because life is full of a bunch of lousy stuff, and how we handle that is what's going to determine our success and our happiness. So according to Dr. Salvatore Madi, who I think developed this idea of hardiness, he says that there's three key characteristics: commitment, control, and then challenge. Commitment is the idea that, or rather, it's your ability to stick with something when times get tough, when things don't go your way. Do you quit? Do you walk away? Do you become discouraged? Or do you power through it? Do you dig in? There's way too many people who let adversity stop them right in their tracks, or derail them a little bit, or slow them down, take the wind out of their sails. You need to figure out how to stop that. I expect things to be hard. I know that things are going to be hard. It's crazy to me if they're not. Things are easy, just a breeze. I'm like, wait. There's something funny going on here. Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich. If you're not familiar with Think and Grow Rich, stop the podcast, go buy the book, read it right now. He talks about how every adversity carries with it the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit. So let that sink in. So instead of looking at adversity as something that's negative, you look at it as an opportunity to find the beginning of something new and something great, because it's always there. You just have to look for it. Jocko Willink, the great Navy SEAL, former Navy SEAL, now podcaster, public figure, has the Jocko podcast, has this awesome, awesome audio. You can find it on YouTube. It's called Good. And he goes through all these different scenarios because he's used to, you know, being in battle and being on these missions. So he talks about, we ran out of ammunition. Good. We're not going to get the support that we need. Good. You know, the enemy has our intel. Good. So instead of looking at it as, wow, if everything's wrecked, what are we going to do? He looks at all the negative things, all the setbacks as good, as opportunities to get better, to move on, to innovate, to change gears, find a different way to make it happen. And I think that this is something that everybody has the ability to do. We just need to be cognizant. How do we respond? What happens to our body language when things don't go our way? What kind of self-talk do we have when things don't go our way? Commit to it. Control. Control, the idea for hardiness means that you have the belief that you can make things different through your efforts. One of my favorite quotes, and you know, certainly something that's been a theme throughout my life, it says, the question is not who will let me, the question is who will stop me. That's an Ayn Rand quote. And this really goes to agency, which is so important. And I talk a lot about agency. Do you believe that your actions, that through your work, you can have an impact on your life and your future? Can you work to make your life better? If you don't believe that, I think it's over for you, plain and simple. That's the danger of taking away somebody's agency. Of saying, oh, you know what? Don't worry about that. I'll do that for you. Don't worry about these problems. I'll take care of that. It's not your fault. It's somebody else's fault that this is happening to you. I can help. I'll fix it for you. No. That's why it's so important to let little kids do everything on their own, and why it's so important to let senior citizens do things on their own so that they maintain agency. The third being challenge, which really brings it all together. So instead of viewing obstacles as overwhelming and stressful, you view them as stepping stones to get you to where you want to go. A hardy person takes power and control over their lives rather than being overpowered by circumstances. In this life, you're either the hammer or the anvil. I'm the fucking hammer. How about you? Do your part by doing your best. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast, that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on.